Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Paul Krupa in this morning from Simply Screens. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Can you tell me a little bit about what is Simple Screens, your company? Yes.
Well, in a way, it is, yes, but it was started by a gentleman by the name of Noah Job and his wife Chrissy. They started this business about 5 years ago. They were living in Denver. Denver was changing, and he had the opportunity to apprentice for a window and a screen company, so he really learned the core of the business. But they didn't want to stay in Denver, so they made a point of selling everything. They made a decision to come to Knoxville, came to Knoxville and absolutely started from scratch. And we're into about the fourth year, and I will say financially and the popularity of the business continues to really, really grow. Hence the reason why we're now moving into the Crossville, Cookeville area, because demand has grown to the point of where we need to be out here full time. And I joined Noah late last year. I have this territory is mine. I'm out here every day between Crossville and Cookeville.
So what was the draw to the screen industry?
I know, people say that. Why did you do that? But, funny thing is there's so much construction going on in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. There's so much construction in Crossville with Fairfield Glade, Lake Tansy. Out here with D.R. Horton breaking ground with 339 houses. They have another one in Baxter with over 200 houses and just a core build and expansion of Cookeville itself. I mean, the opportunity was pretty positive to find a niche business that really doesn't have a lot of competitors. So when I looked at that and looked at how well organized and focused Noah was, it was a pretty good decision to join Simply Screens.
So what sets Screens apart? What makes, I mean, you could go to Lowe's and probably, measure your window and buy a screen yourself at Lowe's.
That's true. That's true. You can.
What sets Simply Screens apart from just doing that?
Well, first of all, we don't use any screen that Home Depot sells because the grade of the screen is not the level of quality, not the level of durability that we offer. So we have tiers, different qualities or different tiers of screen that we can offer a family. We have what's called standard. We have what's called tough screen, pet screen, and privacy screen. And just really making it vanilla, but when you go to...
Well, listen, we need to know, because screens are not something I know about.
Okay, well, you know about bugs.
Yes.
So the goal of Simply Screens is simply keeping the bugs out.
Yeah.
And ironically, a lot of people move here, and they don't realize how bad the bugs are here in season.
Yeah.
So they build these beautiful homes with these lovely decks and patios, and they want to cook out, and they want to lay out, and they want to sit out in their hot tubs, and all of a sudden they're joined by a fanfare of all these different bugs. And they'll call and say, can you come out here and see what you can do as part of a design or a way to enclose our deck or our patio? And one of the differentiators is it's not as easy to install a screen room or enclose a deck or a patio as people would think. We're there in person. We understand. We take a look at the screen enclosure or the deck and the patio that they want to have enclosed. And we'll walk right through that whole design with the client and make sure they understand and make sure we understand with what they want. So there's funny attributes to the screen business because One of the screens that I just previously mentioned is privacy screen.
I was going to say, yeah.
Right, right. And it one of the high qualities of privacy screen is sun reduction, so it can cool down on those sides that have a lot of the sunlight coming in. But the funny thing is people say, hey, I barbecue at this side of my deck, but my neighbor isn't my favorite neighbor. Can we put some privacy screen over here? So we can do a material that's completely different for the majority of the screen or for the majority of the deck.
And kind of base it on the way the lifestyle is of the
and base customer. It on the lifestyle. There's people that have said, do you have privacy screen that I can put around my hot tub? I don't ask why. I just tell them, yeah, we do. So
yeah.
Yeah. So
Well, and that's probably better than people that choose to have do those things in their hot tub and not have privacy screens.
Well, you know, I never want to judge anybody exercising.
So how often, you said pet screens too. So what, tell me a little bit about that.
So I can give you a great example of pet screen. Pet screen is just a high durability screen. They're all polyester grade. And, you know, people have dogs, they have cats, and there are times that those cats and even those dogs will become aggressive, either trying to get in or trying to get out. Mm-hmm. And they'll call us and say, the screen that we have here, the original screen, is just torn, it's bit through, or it's you know, degraded over time. And we have animals, and we want to enjoy the animals, but we don't want to have that problem of it tearing. So pet screen, we guarantee that screen for 5 years for material and labor and the durability.
So even like the cats that, you know, will climb up on anything.
I will give you a better example than a cat.
Okay.
So we got called to a subdivision, and the gentleman came, met us at the patio, and said, I need all my screen replaced. I hear you have pet screen, and let me explain why. My wife comes out with peanuts. And on the wood frame of our deck, she puts those peanuts. And it has attracted the squirrels. So the squirrels are now cutting the screen with their claws to get in. And he could never figure out why there are all these tears. And the wife never told him she was putting peanuts out for the squirrels.
Oh, goodness.
So ironically, he asked about pet screen. His wife came out at the same time and said, you're getting pet screen. And he said, yeah, because the screen keeps tearing. She goes, I know. I'm glad that they did that because I've been putting peanuts out for him. He's
like, why
are you doing that? So just a little bit of humor, but it does serve a purpose. You know, big animals, big dogs, things like that.
Yeah.
It'll withstand all of that. And there's an important other part of screening that most people wouldn't take in consideration. So screen is placed in a channel. It's fastened in a channel with a piece of what we use as extruded aluminum framing. The things you buy at Home Depot, that channel is round. And the spline or that cord that's pressed in to hold the screen, it'll get hot, it gets cold. But when it's round like that and pressure is put on it, it can release. And that screen is now able to release and stretch out. And that's why you have the screen waving back and forth. That's not a good look. That's not what you paid for. That's not what you expected.
Well, the other thing with that, too, when you hear that kind of bang in your window from the screen going back and forth, that means bugs can get in.
And bugs can get in that way.
And, you know, maybe it's not huge bugs that are, you know, attack your face kind of bugs, but gnats or whatever, annoying bugs that you don't want in your house.
I've had an awful time with just one mosquito. So, you know, it could be just as little as that. So
what about, you know, we keep thinking about windows, but what about like door, you know, screen doors and
right.
stuff like that?
Yes, we do have options, different options for screen doors that we can add to the screen solution of the system that the customer wants. We have the conventional swings, you know, they swing in, they swing out. The thing that is also unique is we can add a pet door to those screens, or to those screen doors, excuse me.
Yeah.
And
that allow the pets to go in and out.
And the pets can go in and out. And keep in mind, you're going to pick or choose a screen type. And when we order those doors, we order those doors with the same screen type, so there's a perfect match and now, uniformity.
Well, and speaking of that uniformity, do you need to figure out, so you kind of mentioned grilling on one side, a hot tub on the other, so you might want different screens on different parts of the house. Do they look the same then? Is aesthetic, like, you know, do you need to kind of be aware of that, that a privacy screen is going to look different than a pet screen?
The advantage we have, or the advantage the client has with working with us, is we have the screen samples right there. Mm. So the majority of the solution will be uniformity. Mm-hmm. But again, they're choosing privacy for whatever reason. And in that case, they're going to see a much tighter weave. So it'll look, it'll be more solid presentation.
Almost darker looking,
yes,
from the outside.
It almost looks like it's a... almost looks completely solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about allergies? have you figured, is there any screens that, because Tennessee is the allergy capital of the world,
right,
I think.
Right. And I've got it myself.
Yeah. So is there, and one of the things, I love to have my windows open, but my daughter, she's definitely more allergic and she hates that she can't breathe. Is there any screen options that keep more allergens out than others?
Yeah, the probably the option that I would recommend, or we recommend, would be the privacy screen for a couple of reasons. Of course, it's going to lower the pollen that's able to pass through the screen. Mm-hmm. Every screen is weaved, you know, and has spacing, but the privacy is the tightest. So not only is it going to reduce your pollen being allowed to get in, but think in terms of rain, where some of the other screens with a wider weave or a wider window is going to be able to allow more rain to come in. Mm-hmm. The privacy screen would probably be the best recommendation for lowering the pollen count, but unfortunately,
we live in Tennessee.
I can't eliminate it. I wish I could. I'd put it in my house.
But I think that is, you know, knowing that there's options that can reduce the pollen count coming into your house. I mean, when it gets bad, you can see it in, you know, you can see the debris in your house and whatnot. So.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
You can see just the green coating.
Yeah. Yeah. So making sure that there are options, or knowing that there are options, is really great out there.
Yeah.
Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Paul Krupa in with Simply Screens. So Simply Screens is a Knoxville-based company.
We are a Knoxville-based. We originated out of Knoxville, but we've grown to the point of where we absolutely had to commit to expanding into the Crossville-Cookeville area. We're just getting that much demand.
And one of the things that you're pretty proud of is being all employees of Simply Screens. You're not contracting out contractors that don't fall into the service or the mindset or what Simply Screens stands for.
Right. Started as a family business, so right there is a huge commitment to quality and service. But the installers, which I think really make the difference, are also employees of Simply Screens. So we're not using a independent contractor who might have three jobs that day and he hurries through one of ours and it doesn't get the same type of quality and attention that we would expect to have.
And you personally, Paul, are there for the initial kind of consult and kind of figuring out what people need. And then you're there at the end as well throughout the process of, let's do a quality check on this and make sure that this is what we want it to be.
Yeah, I feel like I have the ownership of this territory in Crossville and Cookeville. I'll do all the estimates. I'll meet with the families. I'll design the solution with them. I'll make sure that our installers, you know, when completed, we do a walkthrough with the client and make sure that everything is up to our standards and what we present to the customer.
So the screen world has been kind of your world more recently. What was your process into this? Have you always been into construction and homes?
I have three older brothers and two sisters, and I'm the youngest of six, and they were all building houses. Mm. So I was that free labor that had to learn how to do carpentry and roofing and put windows in. And my brother Jim was a construction superintendent for 40 years. So in between high school summers and college summers, and for a period of time, I worked as a carpenter with him. So it's a comfortable industry for me.
Yeah,
I'm pretty hands-on.
Well, and I think you kind of probably see homes in a different way than just somebody who's out there selling screens.
Well, I we can make recommendations that some other customers don't get from other companies. Where we differentiate ourselves in a big way is a lot of estimates are done just over the phone. So when we're there, we're walking the site, we're walking the deck, we're walking the patio. We have insight into that. So a lot of the decks that are being built in the area are being built with wood railings. So those wood railings need maintenance. They need painting, stripping, power washing, et cetera. We have a railing system with pickets, like, you know, the little white picket mm-hmm. fence, mm-hmm. but that's all done in extruded aluminum. So we can remove those railings, we can remove those pickets, we can put all aluminum powder coated railings mm-hmm. and pickets in there. You never have to touch it. There's no maintenance again, and you get the great screen enclosure done for you.
Well, and then, you know, there's no weathering of that. That's the thing, I think, with wood over time. Yeah, you might have to power wash it, but, I mean, a wooden deck, after years and years, there's going to be a lot of wear and tear
on
that.
Right, and we can help eliminate a lot of that maintenance. The other thing that a lot of companies don't offer is when we think of screens, we only think of the color black. Mm-hmm. We have tan, blue. I mean, the color palette is very, very wide. And the other thing that we offer is a very, very top quality motorized screen. So some people not only want to have the screen, but they want to enjoy the opening. And I have a client that wants that because they have hummingbird feeders on one whole side of their deck. But they want the screen system so they don't have to deal with the bugs. So we're putting in a motorized screen system. They want it all brown tracking, not black tracking, on the hardware. So we got them that. So we got the color of the screen, brown, that matched their deck. And it just gives them some options that other companies aren't offering.
Yeah, so they can enjoy the hummingbirds when they want. They can keep the bugs and the squirrels out. Maybe that's what the squirrel family needs to have, is so she can put her peanuts out, retract the screens.
I'm pretty confident that pet screen is going to answer all their concerns.
At least his. She's going to be sad that she's going to have to go out.
I don't know
the
where she's
area.
Putting the peanuts, but I think we solved the...
Not inside the screened area anymore.
The patio
so
area.
So are most of your customers like screen windows for their home, you know, replacing screen windows? Are they mainly new construction for a deck that they're putting on and they want a screened sunroom?
It can be everything. As a matter of fact, I was in Fairfield Glade North in Crossville the other day, and the family said there are just bugs that were eating through the screen, and mm-hmm. that screen was probably a quality grade screen, something like a Home Depot or a Lowe's. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be the highest quality, and it had just degraded to the point where they needed it redone, and they heard about us. I met with them. They liked the screen options. They chose Tough Screen. And we're going to be out there on May 2nd to install. And I'm sure it's going to come out as fine as we expect and as they inspect.
So what advice, you know, of course, at the end of the day, you want to sell people your screens.
Sure.
But what advice for homeowners? Because you have screen knowledge, you have homeowner knowledge, home build knowledge. What do people need to know to maintain their current screens, or what do they need to know? When is the time to upgrade your screen or do something differently? Because screens can deteriorate, I'm sure.
And they
do. Especially builder quality.
Yeah, they do. If you look at your seams right along your edges, you'll start to see that it's pulling apart. You'll start to see it waving in the mm-hmm. wind. If your screen is waving in the wind, it's already beyond its useful time. It's mm-hmm. not going to perform. And it's funny how some of the smallest bugs are strong enough to eat through that, and you start to see little holes in it. And I think it's time to call Simply Screens when you start pulling out the Scotch tape or the duct tape and you start putting that on your screen. It's not,
well, there was
not going to come back.
One point that I had to break into my own home. And that's so, the other point. You know, we had to bend the frame of the screen to try and get the, you know, into the window. And that, and so I had two screens. Luckily, the second window I tried to break into, I was able to get into. But, you know, so I can see the outside completely.
Right.
So it's probably time for me to call Simply Screens with
love to come out
with the problems I'm seeing. What's your favorite kind of customer that you're really looking for right now? You know, you've been doing this for a little bit and you've seen different types of jobs and that kind of stuff. What's your favorite one that you're looking for right now?
I just think the beauty of the area is something to be enjoyed. And the houses that are being built now are really including the decks as living space.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that are coming here are retiring, and they want that outdoor living space. They want that hot tub. They want the lounge chairs. They want the barbecue grill, and they want to enjoy it. And the nice thing about it is when you talk to them and explain to them the solution that they're going to have and how it protects them and how they can enjoy it, and when the screen solution is installed, you just see that they're excited about another living space or additional living space in their home.
I think that's the key, is that how many people have a quote-unquote living space that's not screened in, that they don't, you know, use or partake in because it's got the bugs or the squirrels will come up and, you know, be friendly with them or whatnot, whatever it is that people are not using this living space, and you want to make that viable living space for them.
They just want to be outside because the weather is good. They may be from up north, Michigan, Ohio, and they've dealt with the winters.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're in an area where they can enjoy outside longer.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry. I have Paul Krupa in today from Simply Screens. So we were just talking about these unused living areas that, you know, people are building these fantastic homes and they have a deck, but they're not using it because it's, you know, it's buggy, or they go out there and every time they get there, there's so much pollen or debris or, you know, gosh, every time there's any sort of wind from July to December, there's leaves everywhere. How does Simply Screens kind of help that solution as well?
Well, I want to mention that the decks and the patios and screen rooms, et cetera, are really expanding into entertainment centers. Mm-hmm. So you might think of the hot tub and you might think of the lounge chair, but people are putting flat screens out there. They're putting fireplaces out there. And one of the things that some people are concerned about is the cleanliness of that. So the screens not only reduce the pollen, like we talked about earlier, and maybe reduce the amount of rain coming in with the privacy screen choice, but you have leaves, you have debris coming in, just anything that can make the barbecue grill dirty, the leaves on the deck. You know, the
things
furniture
that make you not want to enjoy the space.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then have to go that extra step of cleaning it constantly before you can use it.
Yep. So, I have an outdoor patio table and I hardly ever use it because I think I'd have to, you know, put a little elbow grease every time I go out there.
Good point. Good point. And think about your barbecue grill, having to clean that. And people that are putting the flat screens out there, they're, you know, that's getting dirt on them too. So,
well, and you mentioned that, you know, a privacy screen has smaller openings, so it reduces the moisture and the rainwater too. So if you're having a TV or a gas fireplace out there, you would think that that would reduce any risk of.
Right.
Of
and one of
like
the
that.
Things I want to point out on privacy screen, is even though it's a tighter web, you can see out of it.
Mm.
There's less visibility in, which is why you want the privacy screen, but you can still see out of it. There's still clarity for that. But again, it does reduce the pollen count, the rain, the amount of rain, and all of that debris that we just mentioned.
What do people need to know if they're kind of on the fence of having to have this outdoor space and they're like, well, do we really want to screen it in? Do we really want to not? Any advice that you can give for people out there?
You know, people want to expand their living area, and they want to enjoy the outside. This is Tennessee, Middle Tennessee. It's absolutely beautiful. And where these houses are being built, on the water, in the woods, the views of the mountain, people don't want to miss that.
Well, and on the water, for sure, you're going to have bugs.
You're going to have, have
bugs. And one of the things that we probably forget sometimes is that, unlike a lot of areas of the country, you know, you mentioned the Midwest, Michigan area, it's cold at nighttime. So you get, you know, the sun goes down, the bugs come out, and people in Michigan, you got to put pants on, you got to put long sleeves because it gets chillier. It's not like that in Tennessee.
That's true.
And we have beautiful evenings that you really can enjoy still the outdoors, even at nighttime, except for the bug elements. And a lot of people, you know, they're your kids or your dogs, they're at risk if they're getting bit up too. And so kind of having that screened in area really helps elevate your outdoor space.
Absolutely. And the contractors are offering that as another amenity and something to differentiate themselves when they're designing the homes for the clients that are coming in here. And they emphasize the outdoor living. So the thing you want to do is you want to be able to enjoy it, and you don't want those annoying bugs out there. And you want that ability to enjoy that and enjoy that screen system for a long time. I wanted to mention to you that we're so confident in our systems. We have a 5-year warranty on material and labor, and I think that's unheard of in with our competitors.
Yeah. So we, you were our newer ish to Simply Screens. Where do you see, you know, what's your goal for the Cookeville, Cumberland area expansion? Where do you see things going in the next 5 to 10 years? Do you see?
We definitely see expansion, but the one thing we want to do is we want to be a very good, community citizen in terms of business. We want people to be confident in us. And the amount of time that we've been in business so far, we've collected almost 175 five-star reviews. So we're really proud of that. We really, really talk to the client and ask them if we've earned their five-star review. And so far, the systems that we've placed in Crossville and Cookeville, we've gotten those reviews. So we're proud of that accomplishment. We want to be a solid business here. But yeah, the goal is to definitely expand. And we're looking into territories that, you know, that we can grow into over a period of time. Like I said, Noah's only 26, so he is doing phenomenal.
He's got some time left in
him. Phenomenal foundation. Yeah, and,
So as a Tennessee-based company, do you see this becoming a national company over time, or?
I'll tell you what, being in business as long as I've been in, I could definitely see this expanding. I see him as having the business acumen to drive it to that. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I keep referring to Noah is because he's 26. I'm just a hair older than him.
Just a little bit.
And I probably will be enjoying a Simply screen room while he's out working
in a few more years. While he's still expanding
Right. That's true.
So in the next 5 to 10 years, retirement's on your list.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so. But this is something I can always dabble in, you know, if I wanted to come back and help them for a little bit.
You clearly care about this company. You care about the values and the customers that you're servicing right now. And so I don't get the impression that it's going to be easy for you to walk away from this.
I'm very committed to his success. Mm-hmm. I want to see him do really well. Yeah.
So if people want to find Simply Screens, they want to connect with you, Paul, how can they do that?
We have a website, www.simplyscreenstn.com, or you can reach Noah@simplyscreenstn.com, or of course myself, Paul, @simplyscreenstn.com.
Simplyscreenstn.com. Go check out the website. Do you walk me through the process of, I think I might need new screens or want new screens? I go to the website, and then what's next?
Yeah, go to the website. You'll see an area where you can request for someone to contact you. It'll be either Noah or myself. If it's Crossville or Cookeville or Kingston, it's probably going to be Paul Krupa. If it's Knoxville, it's probably going to be Noah. But we call, we follow up, we check on, you know, the projects, we make sure everything's in place.
And so the first step would kind of be having somebody come out and let's go through, what do I need? What do I want? What solution am I looking for? And I don't have to have all those answers. I don't have to come to you and say, this is what I want. I can say, I have an idea. I don't really know. And we can kind of go through that together.
Right. After I ask them if they want me to take my shoes off before I enter the house, I will ask them what their goal is.
Yeah.
What's the goal of your project? What do you want to see? What do you want?
Why are you even here?
Yeah.
The first place.
And I want to work with them just to make sure that I'm answering their questions, presenting a picture that's acceptable to them.
Well, and I think sometimes with, you know, something like screens, you don't know what you don't know. And so having a knowledgeable consultant come to your house and not do an over the phone consultation. Oh, yeah, you probably need XYZ, or, oh, yeah, no problem, we can do this, where you know, looking at the space, like you said, the wooden banister on a deck, kind of thinking through some of those things where somebody on the phone might not know that or think that or be able to go through that.
You might not see that. I don't know how an estimator is going to pick that up on a phone call, but we're out there and we can offer those suggestions and we can show them the material. We can actually leave them samples of the material. And then they can make some decisions.
And then how long does that process take? Let's say I have a patio that I want to get screened in. How long how long am I going to have somebody at my house working on something like that?
You know, most of our projects take less than 2 days.
Mm.
So it's a very efficient process. We understand what our framing solution will be. We understand what screen solution we're using. These guys are good. They know what they're doing. They know the steps, and they do it every day. All of our installers.
So often you feel inconvenienced as a homeowner if you're doing, quote unquote, construction work. And so having 2 days that you have people in and out and that's it, and you have this beautiful finished project, it's not as overwhelming as it might feel sometimes.
No, and one thing we're really committed to, any of the demolition that we have to do, like if we have to take a railing out, mm-hmm. or if we have to remove the old screen, there's no concern on the homeowner's part. We remove all of that. We take that. When the time is up and our project is over, we probably won't know that we're there, except you're liking your solution that much from us. So
people who are driving on their way to work this morning, who do you want to call you today?
I want everybody that wants to, I want everyone to call us if they want to enjoy that screen room or they have those problems with the screens that might have stretched or loosened up over the winter time. Give us a call. We're going to come out in person. We're going to talk to you about the solution.
If you had your windows open last night and you were sick of the banging noise,
right.
Call Paul and have him come over and check and see if it's time for new screens.
And I'll always ask you to take my shoes off.
Love it. Well, go ahead and check out simplyscreenstn.com. You can request your consultation right there on the website. Talk to Paul. Paul will come out and meet with you and give you all the solutions to your problems. Maybe not all. Maybe just your screen
solutions.
We'll
do our very best. And thank you for having us today.
There you go. Thank you so much for being here. It was great to hear about you.
Appreciate it.